This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wild, rambunctious Wednesday. I've had a blast today. We're going to talk about America versus other parts of the world because a black woman left America for Russia and got beat up for being black. Talk about that story. We'll do some emails. We'll talk about a pastor getting fired from the local library. We'll touch on the pardons a bit more. All that and more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I just want to go over this because it's a story, and it's a story that's it's fun to dunk on her. It is, but let's use her pain and suffering as a lesson. The headline from the New York Post is, "Black woman who left the U.S. for Russia to escape discrimination is beaten by a racist neighbor." She actually did a documentary called Black in the USSR. It was Russian propaganda where she was talking about living free in Russia. I can walk safe outside in Russia. And then she ran into her neighbor and got the living crap kicked out of her. Now, I'm not going to celebrate a woman getting beat up because that's not who I am. But we're going to have a talk, okay? In left-wing circles, no matter what those circles are, maybe you've spent your life in a super blue area, maybe you've spent a lot of your life in academia, for black people, a lot of black people, they will have spent their life in an environment like this, like I'm about to describe. In left-wing circles, you are taught that America is the height of evil. That's what you're taught for whatever reason. Maybe it's the climate change stuff or the Indians or maybe it's that America used to have slaves or what. Doesn't matter the reasons. The reasons don't matter. But you are taught your entire life that not just that America is evil. You are taught that America is uniquely evil. When it comes to the black community, there are black people, and this is so completely unjust, there are black people who will live, work, and worship their entire lives in this environment. From the time they are born, they are taught that they are oppressed and have no chance because they're black. And then they go to church and their garbage black liberation theology pastor will stand up and pervert the word of God while at the same time telling them that whitey sucks and America sucks and they have no chance. You remember Barack Obama's pastor? The U.S. of KKKA, there are black people across this country who will live, work, and worship in that environment. And what happens when you live, work, and worship in that environment, as would happen to any human being, is you will come to believe it. You will come to believe all the way that this country is not just evil, uniquely evil, that other parts of the planet aren't like this. It's just America that... It's just America that killed the Indians. It's just America that had slaves. It's just America that had segregation. Other places are so flowery and welcoming and nice. But this America sucks. Now, you, of course, understand why that's taught to people on the left. That's how you raise a foot soldier for the revolution. That's why. If you want someone to be an effective, committed revolutionary against their country, you have to teach them that their country sucks. So that's why your child's school teacher teaches your children that America is nothing but slavery and the genocide of the Native Americans. That's why the media will present that at all times. That's why even on history books, history podcasts, it's always presented as this place sucks and this place sucks. Here's the problem. We no doubt have done terrible things, and we'll do more, by the way, because we're a country made up of people, and people do terrible things. People do wonderful things. People do terrible things. It's part of our fallen nature. There's no question. There are some things we wish we could do over again. If you think we are in any way unique in that regard, you haven't traveled. That's all there is to it. You simply haven't traveled. Let me tell you something. Well, since this is the subject of it about racism, people being judged on the color of their skin, treated poorly because of the color of their skin or their religion or something like that. That's the whole history of the world. Every society, everywhere, every religion has done it and does it. Every skin color has done it and does it. Every nation, every tribe, it's not a great part of human nature. This is not me telling you it's okay to look at somebody and say, that person's white, they must be bad. That person's black, they must be bad. That person's Jewish, that must be Chris. It's not okay to say that. I'm not defending it. But that is how life is. That's how it is. And in this country, I'm going to give you this. You can think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, in this country, we have gone as far as any country I've ever visited, and I've been to a lot of them, to try to stop that, to try to shun that. Oh, yeah, I have no doubt there's still prejudice and racism here. Of course there is. Prejudice against black people, against white people, against Latinos, against Christians and Muslims and Jews. And I get it. I get it. I got it. Here in this country, it's very toned down compared to other places. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, yeah, I'm sure some place in the Middle East, but not Europe. Buddy, I've been to Europe 3 times in my life. You can't imagine the things they say there. And oftentimes, they're not private things. They say it right out in the open. We had a tour guide in, was it the Czech Republic or Austria? I forget what it was. A tour guide in the Czech Republic or Austria who... He said, and we were just dumbfounded. He just flat out said, no. You don't want to come back to this castle. There's too many blacks at that time. In front of the group. We're not talking a private group here. 30 people. No. And it was matter of fact, it wasn't like he sheepishly said it and was waiting for your feedback on it. No, you can't come back here. Too many blacks. Ob looks at me. She said, did he just? And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, did he just? But yeah, that's how they are. I know if you're one of the various communist demons who hate listens to the show, I know you probably think I'm lying. I'm not even asking you to believe me. Go travel. Go pick that place that you think is this flowery paradise. So much more tolerant than these evil racists and mean people here in America. Whatever that place may be, go visit France. France is always mentioned. Go visit France. Tell me how it goes. Very interested. Go visit Germany. Well, I guess everyone knows about Germany by now. You get it. Belgium. The UK. Oh, these enlightened European countries. Not barbaric like these evil racist Americans. You got to break out of your bubble. If you do, you will find out. Prejudice. That's life. That's a good point, Chris. Look, Italy, it's within countries. One of the weirdest things for me, you know how I like to joke about Italians? Because I love Italians, the truth is. But I like to joke about Italians. Man, Northern Italians versus Southern Italians is a big thing over there. The Northern Italians, they will pretty openly talk about Southern Italians as if they're Neanderthals. This subhuman culture of barbarians. And Southern Italians, they'll say just as horrible things about Northern. They're all Italian to you or me, right? It's all just spaghetti and pizza. Uh-uh. No, sir. No, not to them, it's not. And you can get thrown out of restaurants in certain parts of Italy if you're from the wrong parts of Italy. And that doesn't make Italy unique. I'm not calling out you Italy. That's life. It's everywhere. We segregate ourselves by groups, by who looks like us, who thinks like us, who worships like us. We isolate. It's human nature. And then part of that tribal nature of human beings, part of that is Yeah, we're better than that other tribe. Look at how dumb they are. Look at how wrong they are. Look at how evil they are. That other tribe, clearly responsible for all the problems. Our tribe, responsible for all the good things. The other tribe, responsible for all the problems. You know where that takes place? Everywhere. And it always will. Let's do some emails. Let's do some gold first. The date today is July 16th. You know what August 1st is? That's tariff time, baby. I don't know what's going to happen, and anyone who tells you they do is lying to you. The Trump administration has said there will be no extensions. There's going to be no more reprieves. It's tariff time, August 1st. Jerome Powell already said, I can't lower rates until I see what happens with all these things. I'm not defending Jerome Powell, who I dislike immensely, but what is the market going to do? What's your retirement going to do? I don't know. But I do know this. Nobody has ever said, man, I'm so mad I got those precious metals as part of my retirement. That's never been said. Protect what you've earned. Let Gold Co. do it for you. They've been doing it for a very, very long time. Over $3 billion in gold and silver they've placed. You know how hard it is to get an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau? Yeah, Gold Co. does. Call them. You might even qualify for thousands in bonus silver. Call them. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you'd like to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't think I'd ever want to eat a dog. And I don't understand this. Listen to me, Chris. There's a headline, okay? North Korean traders scramble to secure dog meat supply ahead of peak summer demand. You know, I understand that in a place like North Korea, food can be hard to come by. I do. And I get that desperation has caused people to eat all kinds of things. Dogs, cats, human beings. I mean, how many times have we done a starvation history episode where people are eating their shoes, they're eating the paint off the walls? And so I'm certainly not judging anyone who's starving in North Korea from slaughtering Muffy and having, you know, some dog legs for dinner. I get that. But do we not have any other options than a dog? How about a beaver? I would think, what? Chris, listen. I've been thinking about this more and more. I think beaver has to have a lot of fat. Any animal that spends that much time in the water, especially cold water, the beavers are all over Montana. That water's freaking cold. You have to have a lot of fat on there. We're talking feminist fat. I think we're talking something delicious. Again, they eat wood. They're fat. I think North Korea would benefit maybe from my services. Chris said they don't have any beaver. Chris, of course they have beaver. You don't know that because you don't know how to track them the way I do. I can track down beaver like nobody else. And I'm telling you, they have beaver, and I bet it's delicious. And I mean, I don't want to help out a communist country, but the people themselves, I think they should get to eat beaver. I think everybody should. Jesse, oh, look at this. This guy knows. Dear Master Beaver Slayer and Pelt Hunter, I really enjoyed your interview with Mike Rowe. Been a huge fan since his show Dirty Jobs. I'm a diesel mechanic at a dairy farm. I've been in trucking and heavy equipment repair field for 20 plus years. Something he said really struck a nerve, though. He mentioned that BlackRock, that evil communist corporation, was taking an interest in his scholarship or company. Do you think this is going to be another avenue the evil communist is going to try to inject cultural Marxism, ESG, and DEI filth? Guy said, also, I'll be celebrating 7 years of sobriety on August 8th. That's friggin' wonderful. This is all thanks to the power of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Sorry, Chris, he says. And Alcoholics Anonymous, the struggle is real, but if you're struggling, you're trying. I love the show. I'm raising two anti-communist girls. Can I get a Frito Bandito played? It would make my day. Rick, you get a Frito Bandito, my friend, because you are 7 years sober.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Now, let's discuss your actual question, because it's a very valid question. We're talking about different fields out there, but the trades and things like that. Are we concerned about BlackRock getting involved? You should always be concerned when BlackRock is involved. Okay, that's one. But, you know, maybe the greatest anti-communist thing that's out there is that thing known as reality. They have to build everything on lies, because reality is horrific. And then once things start to fail, they have to lie more and lie more and lie more because things aren't working. But in the end, have you ever noticed the communist countries don't actually last that long on the grand scheme, on the grand scale? Soviet Union fell to communism in whatever official date you're looking for, 1917. They only lasted 60, 65 years and they were gone. In the end, reality, it destroys communism. When it comes to the power grid, all these wealthy entities, all these billionaires spend all this time telling you we have to go green and we need solar and we need wind and go green and go green and go green. Here's a headline for you. Shuttered nuclear plant on the verge of revival as America's grid buckles. The truth of the matter is the BlackRocks of the world can push all the evil communism they want, but in the end, we not only have a huge power demand in this country because of the various data centers, because of AI, for a variety of reasons, the demand on our power grid is about to go exponentially up. I don't even mean double, exponentially up. And your solar panels aren't powering it, Jack. You can be the billionaire climate commie all you want, Mr. Do-Gooder. Your data center ain't going to run on windmills. Even BlackRock has to acknowledge reality eventually. I'm not saying don't be nervous about their involvement. You should. But the truth is we need energy, a lot of it. And the proven sources of energy, we need more of them, not less. Speaking of proven, here's something that is proven. Videotapes, home movies, camcorder tapes. You know they'll go bad over time. What's your most treasured home movie? Wedding? It's always a good one. Vacation? Maybe something with a parent who's no longer with us? Today, that videotape is more rotted and faded than it was yesterday. And tomorrow it will be worse. It's not your fault. Time, humidity, heat, cold destroys our home movies, destroys our pictures. We're always one day closer to losing those things. But it doesn't have to be that way because digital lasts forever. Legacy Box, they will send you a box. It's just a box. You take those home movies, you take those pictures, put them in the box. Send it to Tennessee, not China. Send it to the Americans in Tennessee. They will hand digitize all of it for you and send it right back to your house. Plus a digital copy you'll have forever. LegacyBox.com/Jesse for 50% off. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Got kind of a little bit of a bone to pick with Jewish producer Chris before we get back to the news and emails. You know, you were well aware that he's been on this bizarre jihad against ranch for quite some time. Every time I bring it up, he makes these stupid little faces. I, of course, order extra ranch with my mozzarella sticks or pizza, like any American, French fries, anything like that. And I have to have his little comments every single time. We just ordered chicken wings for the office. You know what flavor Jewish producer Chris ordered? Ranch. Chris, you want to walk me through the thinking on complete obnoxious rejection of ranch when I get it, but it's okay when you get it? You want to explain that to me? Oh, yeah, I forgot you're doing this weird thing. You're weird. He's trying every wing flavor in this one wing place we love, and that's why he's doing it. That's just stupid. You know, that's just dumb. I'm all about people having goals. I really am. But your goals suck. Really. Not all goals are good. How do I know if there's a better flavor out there? I'm a menu whisperer, Chris. I don't have to have everything on the menu. Some things just make sense to me that wouldn't make sense to you. I realize you don't have those skills, but you can lean on me. I can tell you things. I'm happy to help you. I like to look at you as like a... I mean, have you ever seen a three-legged dog on the side of the road and he can barely walk and he's just hopping along and you're thinking, that's so sad. It's a three-legged dog. I wish I could help him so his life wasn't so miserable. That's how I feel when I look at you. So you can ask me and I'll help you order food. Did you see this Louisiana pastor said he was fired by the local library after not using someone's preferred pronouns? The only reason I brought this up, this was in East Baton Rouge. I've mentioned the local library so many times before. And I know when I bring up the local public library, that doesn't exactly excite you to get involved. Most people, it doesn't. Most people. But if you are so inclined, maybe you are a book freak. Maybe you're older and retired. You want to see kids. There's always kinds of all kinds of kids in the public library. But if you are at all inclined, getting involved in your local library is now a way to fight communists. You know that. The communists realized this years ago. Information, all sources of information, TV, music, social media, all the things that go in your eyes and ears, they're always trying to grab control of those things. And we just never thought about the library. And I didn't either. It's not like I saw this coming ahead of time. And I'm the genius who saw it, but you didn't. No. It just, I noticed a consistent theme that with all this local drag filth and tranny filth and children's story hour with Trina and that kind of stuff, I noticed how often those things took place at the public library, the local library. The communist doesn't look at the world the way you and I look at the world. It's all, remember, it's all about the revolution. And he has to avoid subjecting his plans to a vote. Always remember that about communists. They have to avoid putting their plans up for a vote because their plans are horrible. Look, in Russia, when they had their revolution, the communists said, no, have a vote. And I think it was 75% of the country said, oh, gosh, we don't want that. And they said, okay, never mind about the vote. Their plans can't withstand a vote. So they're constantly, because they're trying to avoid you having a say, anyone having a say, they're constantly trying to seize choke points of power. Now, we don't think about the public library as a choke point of power. I think about me as a kid, the local library, it was a place where I, you know, I was a book freak. I am a book freak. And books don't cost money there. There's always a sweet old lady behind the counter. And they have all kinds of different books. And It's a quiet environment. If I want to do homework, as if I would ever do that. But if I want to do homework, I could do that. That's what the public library is in my mind. But the communists didn't look at it that way. The communists saw a choke point of power where he could control the books that are displayed. That's why you walk in and there's a big Pride Month display. That's why it's Drag Queen Story Hour. The communists recognized that the public library was a choke point of power. No, I understand it's not fancy, so it would have to be something that interested you. I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, you're never going to be out to eat and someone's going to say, "Whoa, I think that's my librarian. Can I get a picture with you?" It's not sexy. It's not. But it does matter. If it interests you, books, library, quiet environment, consider getting involved. Just putting that out there. Hey, Jesse. I just listened to your Medal of Honor Tuesday about Marcio Garcia as I was driving, and it reminded me of the time I emailed my congressman about naming a new VA clinic after him. All I got in response was a couple sentences from a staffer about how there was already a school named after him. There are over 3,500 Medal of Honor recipients, but how come there seems to be no push to name more places or buildings after them? Okay. Have you ever made fun of or been angry about the fact that there are George Floyd statues in multiple cities in the United States of America? I'm not even kidding. I couldn't even get the sentence out without laughing about the absurdity of it. But it's true. Why? George didn't lobby for any of that. He was dead. Drug overdose. Why do we have, to this day, in New York City, you can go look at a statue of George Floyd because people pushed for it and lobbied for it. That's why. Now, I realize there are organized communist groups all across the United States of America that are prepped and ready to do that. But why do statues of Christopher Columbus get pulled down? Because people lobby for it. Why do statues of George Floyd get built? Because people lobby for it. I would like to suggest, because I love your suggestion, that we have 3,500 Medal of Honor recipients, more things should be named after them. I agree with you. I think that's really important. Statues and plaques and memorials and stuff like that, it does matter. It's things we can take our children to and teach them about our history. You are the one that can make this happen. You said you called your congressman and asked about it, and you got a couple sentences about how there's already a school. Okay. Call him again tomorrow. Email him again the next day. Maybe you don't have to be like one of the lunatics trespassing. Maybe try to set a meeting with your state representative, your state senator, or your congressman. Hey, can I have 5 minutes of your time really quickly? Hey, I've got this guy here in the Medal of Honor. He's from here. I'd love to see something done for him. Things get done when good people push for things to get done. And when bad people push for things to get done. We have to become pushier than we are. And I'm glad that we're not like the communists. I'm glad we're not obnoxious and screaming and yelling and all that. I'm not telling you to do that. I don't want you to do that. But we can have a voice. And by the way, have your friends email too. Hey, I'm passionate about getting something named after Mr. Garcia. Could you guys send this email? Draft an email for your friends and have them send it. We have to become activists in ways we don't want to, in ways we're not used to. But activists get things done. They do. Now, maybe you're thinking I don't have the energy. That's only because you haven't been taking your male vitality stack from Chalk. That's the only reason. If you had been taking your male vitality stack from Chalk, you'd probably see a 20% increase in your testosterone in just 3 months, 90 days. Now go ahead and figure out how you'd feel after a year. You're going to come home from work and be begging for things to do because you have so much energy. Your congressman's going to be sick of hearing from you. Oh my gosh, why is this guy bothering me again? I bet he's taking Chalk. Chalk is a politician's worst nightmare. Don't you want to be that? Natural herbal supplements. No more needles in your arm. Men, women, young, old, whatever you're looking for, they have something that will make your life better, and they will answer your questions. Call or text them and test me. You will find out. The Dimes are waiting by the phone to answer your questions. 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. It's been, we covered a lot. Look, if you want my thoughts, my theory, it should be on all the crazy Epstein stuff. Let's just move on. I laid all that stuff out in the first hour. We went to a bunch of different places in the second hour. You can catch the podcast of the show is free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, if you'd like to email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats, you can. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, I want to rewind just a little bit, just a couple weeks, not far. Do you remember when I said this? It's a little long, but I'm going to let it play because it's me and it's brilliant. When the communists are truly, truly threatened, when they are truly afraid, when something is happening they think is legitimately going to hurt them and their power, they will threaten. They'll threaten the American public. They'll emotionally blackmail the American public that people are going to die. It is a rule every single time. I've noticed it time after time. That's why virtually every major Democrat publication, they're saying things like this.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is hailing the end of USAID, the nation's largest foreign aid agency, even as a new analysis finds that its closure could contribute to some 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Coming up, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, officially shuts down just after a new analysis finds its closure could contribute to 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Rubio said they are going to be focused now more on trade rather than aid. And of course, this comes as that report from The Lancet is saying there could be an additional 14 million deaths that come as a result of these administration policies.
Don't think it's just CNN. NBC News, NPR, Washington Post, Reuters, all of them rolling the exact same talking point out. Let this be a lesson for you and me. Whenever the communists are saying, people will die, what they're actually saying is, my power is in jeopardy. Remember when we were talking about defunding PBS and NPR? And remember just a little bit earlier in the show when I just said they seize chokeholds of power and they're trying to control what goes into your eyes and ears? Seizing or defunding NPR or PBS may sound like a small thing to you. Doesn't sound like it is to Chuck Schumer.
And these cuts to local stations couldn't happen at a worse time with floods and natural disasters front of mind. When a flood happens, when a tornado touches down, when a hurricane makes landfall, people need immediate up-to-date alerts to stay safe. And sometimes, all too often, public broadcasting is the only way for people to hear what's going on. It's a matter of life and death.
They're very upset.
Look at what this is for.
Sorry, this is Klobuchar.
Look at what this is for. Just as we've seen these weather disasters, including horrifically in Texas, but the fires in Arizona and the like, in many remote areas, or if in states like Florida with hurricane season upon us, they rely on a series of public broadcasting to get alerts out. And when it works well, when you actually have a system set up, it works well. This is not the time to cut back on public radio and public TV.
Do you really think Chuck Schumer and Amy Klobuchar are sitting around fretting about those people in Tennessee, Texas, Florida, Hawaii? You think that's a big stress point for them? Of course not. But you know what is? Here's what's a stress point for the American communist. He has spent years and years and years enshrining his sick demonic belief system into our government, and then figuring out ways to get you, the taxpayer, to fund his activism. That's all NPR is. Have you ever been in a a Democrat's office in D.C., taxi cab, you'll notice NPR is on the radio almost every single time, carrying water for every Democrat, trashing every single Republican. It is the news source of communists who hate the United States of America, and you have had a hand in funding it. And taking that away, it's such a serious threat to them, they're throwing out the old people will die thing. Remember that. If they cared about people dying, they wouldn't love abortion. Trust me. Which actually reminds me, preborns fighting these people in the most tangible way. Laws are fine. Overturning Roe versus Wade, great. Sounds good. All that stuff's fine, but that doesn't change people's hearts. People still want to kill their babies. How do we change people's hearts? We have to introduce a mother to her baby. How do you do that? By ultrasound. The ultrasound is the greatest tangible tool we've ever had in the cause for life. Because if you're a young lady and you're scared and you've been told the wrong things and then you're looking to kill your baby, there's almost nothing you can say to her to change her mind. But if you can get her to listen to the heartbeat, that's what it is. It's the heartbeat. Well, clumps of cells don't have heartbeats. Babies do. She becomes a mother in that moment. Preborn does that for free for these women. It cost them $28 to give her that ultrasound. You want to save a baby's life tonight? Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go to save that baby's life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Also, just a reminder, I'm getting word that GOP support for this is growing. We are going to have to be really hard on the GOP soon.
I do believe that the president promised that the illegals who are criminals were going to be kicked out of the country. Now there is another mass of people who most of them are Hispanics who have been here for more than 5 years. They have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record. And those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity. And for that reason, I'm introducing today. So I thank you for the opportunity. Immigration reform. A GOP member of Congress is going to be trying to give dignity, not amnesty, to those people who deserve to stay and continue contributing to our economy.
We've got to get these people out. My goodness.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Holly, declassify all of the information related to the Butler shooting. Look, declassify it or not, we better get more answers than we've currently gotten about how Donald Trump almost died that day. Google to invest $25 billion in data centers in the Pennsylvania and other regional states. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier. These data centers are only growing in size. They're growing in need. And we don't have enough energy as it stands right now. That in and of itself may eliminate all this climate commie nut job stuff. Congressional Republicans to unveil bills stripping key unions federal charter. They're talking about the NEA, National Education Association, and that should be music to your ears. You know what else is music to your ears? I'm going to be back tomorrow to do more world-famous Jesse Kelly show. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.